The audit released by the Comptroller's Office found that between January 1, 2010 and December 31, 2012, Saratoga County's general fund balance decreased 41% from $24.7 million to $10.3 million. The cause to blame? The increased cost of running Maplewood Manor, a subsidized nursing home facility. The county put more than $13 million in surplus funds into the home to keep the facility afloat, decreasing the burden on local taxpayers. However, Alan Gratage, chair of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, said that the cost of running the nursing home has also had an effect on other county services.
And as that money comes out of the general fund, we've had to make cuts to our road program, to our sheriff's department, to we've had a hiring freeze on now for 3 years at the county. It's affected all the other services that we are obligated to provide to the residents of the county.
Knowing the unsustainability of Maplewood Manor, 2 years ago, the county hired a consultant to weigh the home's options. The services offered by the facility were considered vital, but the study also found that the home could not keep operating in its current model. In January, a local development corporation was formed to facilitate the sale and privatization of the home. County Administrator Spencer Helwig.
We can't carry them beyond next year without bankrupting the county. So part of the value of the LDC was to get the process underway and completed in as short as time as possible so that we didn't continue to have to, struggle with coming up with the funds to underwrite the losses.
The Maplewood Manor LDC has a goal of selling the home in 2014. Once the facility is sold, the county will continue to pay legacy costs, including employee health benefits. Spencer Helwig again.
The county is going to be responsible for, I think the most recent calculation is about $24 million in legacy costs. So we're going to have to continue to subsidize those costs above and beyond the current subsidy that we provide to their operating budget.
Gratage said the primary reason the home has become unsustainable is declining Medicaid reimbursements to pay for the state-mandated services offered at the home.
This comes out of the reimbursement rate of Medicaid just not keeping up with what it costs to run a county-run nursing home. And in a nutshell, that's really why we've had to look at privatizing the nursing home.
Stephen Aquario, executive director of the New York State Association of Counties, said that the state's 2011 property tax cap law, combined with the slow economic recovery, has made it more difficult for counties across New York to raise revenue to keep subsidized nursing homes in operation. Aquario said that Saratoga County is not alone in its challenges.
We at one point in time in New York, I think, had a high of 44 counties with nursing homes. That was reduced by 10 over a decade, and now it looks as if it's shrinking by another 10. So in the next few years, we will only have a couple of dozen counties in New York still in this business.
For more information on Comptroller DiNapoli's audit of Saratoga County, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.